You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you on a Thursday night. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy night. A lot going on. Several NBA games. We've got the NIT Championship. You've got a lot of hockey tonight as well. Of course, Final Four this weekend. Football news. 3 weeks from tonight, the NFL Draft. How about that? Sneaking up on you here. So a lot happened. The golf as well. And a very good first round for me at the Valero Texas Open today. That's for sure. We'll talk about that as well. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi.
Hi, Joe. Carver, what's up? The golf. My guys came through. Webb Simpson.
I know one person who had the first round leader today.
Who?
Me. So.
Wow.
Me.
Did you tweet it out? Did you say it?
Just did five minutes ago.
Just tweeted it out. I said it. I had the first round leader.
I just tweeted it out.
Back in the first. Chest.
Back in the first round leader winner circle. I said.
Yeah, you're definitely.
Welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159 on a Thursday night. Mike Carver, of course. Go for the two. Joe Lisi. Yeah, Joe, I just put it out there.
Nailed it. I'm not. How come I'm not tagged in the tweet?
Well, I put all the golf. You know, I'm not sliding you here. I put the golf guys in. That's what I put in.
Oh, very nice.
I put the golf guys.
Did you put on our brand new addition? I mean, from LSU?
I didn't tag Smiley in there. No.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
I didn't even mean him start next week. I didn't really get.
So what? You nailed the first round. You don't even wear it on your chest.
It's all right. He'll see. He's following me now. It's okay.
Carver, that's.
He'll get a look.
Nah.
I'm going to bog the guy down on his first day.
Knock him down. He's the pro. You're the guru.
Don't worry about this, Joe.
Could be a new show. It's the pro and the guru.
Batia, 65-1 first round leader at the Valero.
Wow.
Shooting a smooth 63-9 under today to get things cooking. A couple shot lead for him.
Skins 2 under.
See, but once again, he's playing good golf. He
market
was. What was that?
Adjusted.
Plus 600 for a top 20. Market hasn't adjusted.
Yeah,
where's he sitting right now? 2 under. He's got to be. He's got to be in the top 30 or 40, right?
He's top 7, tied for 7th.
Tied for 7th. Honestly, Joe.
Skins.
He's actually. He's not tied for 17th. I think, Joe. There you go. Tied for 17th.
Well, but either way, I looked at it, he was tied for seventh. It's possible.
Where is he now? He's not at 2 under anymore. Just so you know. Looks like Skins fell off a little bit here. Skins didn't finish strong, Joe.
No good for Skins.
I don't know when you saw him at 2 under. I got him at 2 over. He was 2 under through 3 holes. He started the day birdie. Problem is that he's not done yet, and he's had 4 bogeys since. So he's +2, and he's sitting in 103rd.
No good.
Yeah, that's
down and out. Where's Webb Simpson?
At where you had him, about 70-something in that area. We have other things going on as well, Joe. Nice start by the Knicks here. At the Garden against the Kings, as they're down 19 already. I mean, there's a lot of game left here. They're down 17 now. It's 39-22. Kings lead the Knicks. The Hawks lead the Mavericks 22-19. That late in the first quarter. The Sixers, Joe, up 14 on the Heat.
Joel Embiid.
What's
Joel
he got going Embiid. On tonight? What's his line?
I don't know. It looks like he's eating, though. They're up. I'm thinking about jumping
into
this
game. You would think with them up that much that he's eating, right? Is he eating? Let's find out.
He's eating.
He's got 11 points, 4 or 5 he's from the eating. Field. Maxey's got 15 on 3 threes, so Maxey's been hot for them.
To bet outside this.
So then there are 2 other games that haven't started yet. The Warriors are in Houston against the Rockets, and they're 3-point road favorites, 227. And then the Nuggets, Joe, are in Los Angeles later tonight. Nuggets -3.5. No Kawhi again for the Clips.
No good. He hit no the good. Skids. I'm telling you this right now. I think Philly is legit for the East. Now that Embiid is back, I think they are a legit contender. I think they finish strong here, and I think he carries them. Joel Embiid.
A legit contender.
Legit.
Man, what were they yesterday, Joe? Weren't they 12 or 14? 12. They're 10 now. It's moving up, Joe. They're the third choice now, 10-1 in the East. Get your tickets now.
Trying to sell it, Corby. You're trying to sell it.
I'm trying to sell it to you. I mean, you want it. You want it.
I will take it. You don't have to sell me, guy.
I'm not selling you. I know you're all in. I won't be buying.
Shocker.
Yeah, he's pretty gutless. I mean, I'm not getting involved.
Buy into Luka in the West. Buy into Luka.
Yeah, I was gonna do that, and then you backed out of it. So
I backed out of it?
Yeah, you backed out.
Nah, don't make me the reason why you
can't. We actually get a better price now too. It was $9.50 the other day, now it's 12. 12-1.
Knicks are done, by the way.
You know, I've seen people talking up the Suns again now, too, Joe.
Nah,
Suns are back, I heard. Suns are back.
Absolutely not. They're gutless. They don't play any defense. No shot.
Suns are
no
back.
No shot. I said it. No shot. I'm upset that there's no real baseball tonight. There's nothing to get into.
There's only one game in baseball. Let's get that in quickly. The White Sox and the Royals. Which is already 1-0 Royals home opener in Kansas City. Bottom of the second, actually going to the third now. They are only one out left for the Nationals, down 7-4 to the Pirates. So the Pirates are going to take 2 out of 3 there and go to 6-1 on the season. So what a start for Pittsburgh, who I'm guessing, Joe, is playing their home opener tomorrow, unless they have a little extended. Who the Buccos got tomorrow, Joe? Yes, 4 o'clock. They open the Buccos, the Pirates.
The Buccos.
They got the Orioles tomorrow. Home opener, 4 o'clock.
Orioles are going to club them.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, really?
Pirates play well in April. If it was June, I'd say they'd club them. But Pirates play well in April.
Really?
For whatever reason. Could we get 25 from Brunson tonight, Joe?
You and this Brunson. I don't know, but Julius Randle's toast.
He's finished. Now, Joe, this is, again, I know that we've seen that. We'll talk about this when we come back. Like, we've seen this in the past with some guys in the NFL. Remember, we got on Michael Thomas for this. If he would have just had the surgery when he, you know. I'll give you the timeline. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, here we go. Joe, first of all, I want to get back into the Randall thing for a minute, but they are at the half in this NIT game that's going on. And I was wondering why I couldn't get it on my desktop, Joe, and then I realized that's because I have the desktop linked to the jersey, and that's why I didn't have a look. So now I have to open up the app and get it on my phone, so I have the New York one. Here we go. Tied at 39, Indiana State finished the half on an 11-0 run.
Nice.
So they're minus 2.5, and this total, Joe, 162.5.
Bobby, what's his name? Bobby Avila.
Yeah.
I mean, kid's on fire. How could it not be the over, right?
It's got to be the over.
I like Indiana State.
I think Seton Hall's going to win.
So, Becker, I can't bet it.
I have no interest in playing the.
Come on, hero, step up.
I don't.
You're hot. You hit the golf. Come on, wear it on your shoulder.
This is all about tucking it away for next week, the Masters.
Tucking it away. This is called, what's the word? Risk mitigation.
Yeah, it's called we're building up a stake for Augusta.
Wow. All right. All right.
I even tried some real, you want to talk zany stuff, Joe, for the LIV Golf, which is tomorrow in Miami they start. I went with some wacky ones. They had some good specials out there.
Yeah.
So I picked three guys for them to win this week in Miami in LIV and then win the Masters as well.
Wow.
So I did this because obviously, like, Rahm is, I think he's 12 or 13 to 1 to win the Masters next week. So they gave you a 55.
John Rahm.
They gave you a 55 to 1 for him to win this weekend next week.
So just take a shot.
I already did. I'm in on it. And Brooks, the same thing. Brooks, I think, is 20 to 1 to win next week. And they gave you 140 to 1 for him to win Miami and then the Masters next week. So
now if you hit the Masters, are you the best golf handicapper on the network, even though
absolutely not. I would never call myself that. Because I don't do that.
You have to proclaim it.
I'm not the best at anything, Joe. I'm not the best at anything.
Oh, see, that's not right. That is not right. Don't undersell. Don't sell yourself to it like that.
No, it's not what I do.
Don't be Mr. Understated. Don't do that. Don't be like that. You know,
I'm in it for fun, Joe. I know you like doing the whole Mikey's the best cop, who's the best cop stuff. I know you like doing that stuff. I said it. Well, I'm the best cop. I know you like doing all that. But I'm not that's not me.
You're just a 9-to-5er. You go about your business, you just get it done and you put the briefcase away.
Man of the people, Joe. That's all that I do.
I don't know. Now I'm not gonna stir the pot, but I think if we had a poll, man of the people, I think we would be a little bit more down 50-50 than you think.
I'm not so sure about that.
You know what? Maybe
I think you've lost a little bit of your blue collar luster lately.
I don't know about that. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Just with some of the things that have gone on, if you just kind of you've lost a little bit of that blue collar luster.
So you're trying to say, like...
That's the word on the street. I would never say that. But I think that the word on the street is that you have.
The word on the street. Well, it depends upon which circles you hang it with, right? It's possible.
Right. Well, you know.
Right?
That's very true.
That is
very true.
So...
Very true.
I don't know. I think we might have to put a poll out and see.
All right. Well... It's possible that we could do that.
It's possible.
The Knicks have cut into this. They're now down 13. A little run here after they put Brunson back in the game, which we like to see. So 48-35 now, Joe. 13-point game. It was 20 a couple minutes ago when they were at the last timeout and Fox hit a three. So 48-35. The Mavs are now down 2 to the Hawks, and the Heat, Joe, have closed the gap. They're now only down 2.
Buried a three ball. Three balls flying.
Three balls. Do you have that on the quad box, the Heat Sixer
No,
game?
I have that game solely up on the TV.
That's it. Only game on the TV right now is the Sixer
correct.
Heat game. Okay.
Correct. What does Luka have tonight, this pig? Let's see.
This pig. Let's see. It's Pig Luca. I got him here at 3 points.
Three.
Wow, he's actually running light, Joe. What do you want to do here?
Want
to get on him live?
Nah, I'm not getting on him.
He's running light.
He's dead to me. He's dead.
His number's down to 26.5.
Yeah, go take him for 35 plus.
Joe, he can have a 15-point quarter like that.
He could.
Like that's
that's in a perfect world.
Tonight.
They're playing the Hawks.
How about the threes?
No shot. I'm not taking it.
His only 3 points are a three.
Not buying
it. So,
what I will buy into is now that Miami closed the gap, I think I might bet the 76ers -130. Or
really?
If you want to lay the points, lay the 1.5 at -118 or 106, even better. That's what I'm willing to do.
That's what you're willing to do.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I said it. I want to tweet it out that I was right.
I'm the best cop.
That's it. I want to say that. I'm the best cop. Look at me. That's it. Spotlight Joe. That's it. Joey Spotlight.
Spotlight Joe.
Joe. That's it. No blue collar, new nickname.
Look at me.
Spotlight.
Look at me.
Look at me. Right. I'm in the mirror. People, I'm an acquired taste. Either you love me.
You out there on Saturday night with Bracket Central. You hit over that spot over there afterwards.
That's it.
Sports
That's
Grid
it.
After Dark.
Yep.
You get all
That's
that.
That's it. Sports
all that
Grid
going on.
After Dark. Could be a new series on the grid. You never know.
There is also hockey here tonight. The Bruins are up 3-0 on the Hurricanes. Midway through the second. Very big game in D.C. as the Penguins have closed to within 2 points of a spot, and they're up 2-0 on the Capitals. So that would be a big swing. Florida's up 4-0 on Ottawa. Tampa and Montreal are tied at 2. Islanders and the Blue Jackets are tied at 2. I saw the second Blue Jacket goal, Joe. I like went off the goalie's head and bounced in the net. It's an awful goal that the Islanders gave up. The Avalanche lead the Wild 1-0. The Predators lead the Blues 1-0. The Flames lead the Jets 1-0. And the only late night game is at the Tank for the Kings and the Sharks in San Jose for later on. So that's the hockey. Actually, a pretty full hockey slate tonight, Joe.
Yeah, it is.
Matias on anything? I think Matias has to be
is
on
he?
Something.
Matias, you on?
He's
what
usually
you got?
On something with the hockey. Well, he's got a next team to score next.
I'm staying clear tonight, man. I'm actually, it's a light load tonight, boys. Light load.
Whoa, light load. Getting ready for that UFC Fight Night card coming up on Saturday.
Unfortunately, yeah, you're right, Carver. I am getting ready for that. I got to save up the chips for that one. Let's go.
Wow.
Saving the chips for that one. I like it. It's getting
you
ready.
You said unfortunately. So I'm jumping in right now.
Oh, now Joe's going to be Mr. Puck. Here he comes.
No, Mr. Puck. I took the basketball.
Oh, okay. So what'd you
I
do?
I got a great line with the 76ers because they fell behind. I got them +4.5. So 4.5 with the 76ers, and I'm on Paul George, 25 plus and 5 threes.
Man, this DiVincenzo, he just chucks and chucks and chucks and chucks and chucks.
Oh, my God, he's a chuck artist.
He never passes. It's amazing. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Here with the Thursday night on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. Big run by the Knicks here, Joe, as they have... I'm going to get this exact number here. They've cut into this with Sacra Tomato. They actually had it to 52-44, and the Kings just must have hit a three. It's 55-44 now, so it's back to 11. But they did get it for to single digits there for a moment.
All right.
Still Knicks +4.5, 218.5. Brunson with 13 right now. Hart with 12. Fox has 16 for the Kings. So... there you go.
All right, so what do you want to do here?
The Sixers are up 2 now.
Yeah, I know. I got a good line. So what is this? Tweet lane. So we got. Did you use the profit boost yet? You want to use it on the Lakers? The Clippers.
Like, the Clipper game.
Clipper Denver.
Yeah, we could do that.
What? It's a three-leg SGP.
Yeah, we could do that. Let's put something for the Nuggets and the Clips.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. So let's see if we could agree, which is probably not
probably not won't, happen. But we could try.
All right, you ready? Michael Porter Jr. for four threes.
Michael Porter Jr. for four threes. Sure.
Okay, you next.
Joker over the 9.5 assists.
The assists, I like it.
Yeah, the assists for Joker.
All right, the assists for Joker.
Okay, I'm not even alternate, one. Just playing the regular number, 9.5.
All right. And then let's go George over the 23.5 because we could profit boost it. But there's no Kawhi.
Yeah, I know. But
you want to go Harden? You want to go Harden?
I'd probably rather do Harden at 16.5.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right, and we'll use the profit boost. 1182.
All right. Let me load this up here. Let me load this up because I did this on the. I got to put it on the app, Joe. To see what the what did it give me with the boost?
1182 with the profit boost. I put it in already.
1182. And I'm sure you're gonna max it. You go with the maxes. Joe likes to max it up. Max it.
Now stop. I'm a man of the people. Remember that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Although you had your army come out. Yeah. Don't talk to Mikey like that.
That's actually not at all what happened. That's
know.
Not at all
that's
what happened.
That's a rumor on the street. Rumor on the street was that. But it's
actually
okay.
Doesn't have to be a rumor on the street. It was pretty clear that people were upset with both of us. Maybe a little bit more so you, but...
Because they thought I was pot stirring.
That's what you were doing. So I'm not going to go down this road again. But that's it.
Just put it in. Put it in there.
It's in. I got it. 11.
So that's it. Porter for four, Joker for the 10 assists, and Harden for the 16.5 points.
Correct.
All right.
We're in.
We got no
Porter
baseball.
Porter for Joker.
Nothing
yeah,
else
it's just the Royal White Sox game. That's it. We really have to just start getting ourselves organized.
Well, let's go in on the
Saturday.
Over. It's 6.5. We have one run in, second and third, top of the fourth, one out. I mean,
you're just dying to play, huh? You're just looking for anything.
Why not? Come on.
Well, like I said, I don't need to do that. I've had a big win today.
Oh.
I don't need to go running around
spotlight
looking for
spotlight Mikey. This is it
spotlight
now.
Spotlight Mikey. I'm just saying this is. I'm not looking to spend it all after a win. By the way, how about Ohtani finally homering last night?
Did you actually eat with it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to remember, when you play it 6 days in a row and it doesn't hit, really him just hitting last night only gets like half of it back. And I basically need him to hit another one tomorrow to get me back whole. And he usually hopefully hits him in bunches, right, Joe? So.
Yeah.
Pot maybe he'll hit him in bunches.
Pot committed. Let's see what else.
All right, I put that. That's officially in, Joe. So that was actually kind of painless that we actually.
Yeah, I think we did it because I think we both wanted to make amends. It's our way of saying, like, all right, we'll move on. And I wasn't mad, but I just, I wasn't pot stirring. All right, let me tell you what I did. I took over 5.5 runs, White Sox, Royals, Freddie Van Fleet over the 17.5 punts, and I'm going to take George for the threes tonight.
Wait, you're in for more on that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, what we did's enough for me. I don't need to go any further than that. I don't need to dig any deeper. I'll be fine with just that. What's that on TNT tonight, right? That's after this Knick game? I guess that's the TNT game. After
I guess
Knick
so.
Game.
Freddie Van Fleet for the points. Paul George for the points. And the over in the White Sox game. I'm in.
Where do you want to be attached to this White Sox game so badly?
I do. Well, we're covering in game. We're matriculating across the board. Bounds.
We got a lot of baseball tomorrow, obviously, with a Friday. Most of it we'll do in the second hour. There's actually a couple games, Joe, we have to do in this hour because they're very early starts tomorrow. You actually have a couple 1 o'clock games. Home openers, Yankees and the Jays. Oh, look who's going for the Jays at Yankee Stadium tomorrow, Joe.
Who?
Kikuchi!
Kikuchi?
Yeah. Against Marcus Stroman.
I tell you what, Blue Jays, Vlad's going to homer tomorrow.
Wouldn't stun me.
Feel it in my. They play them so well.
This will be typical Yankees. They go and start the year 6-1 on the road. Great road trip. Wow, spirits are high. They'll probably lose 8-2 to the Blue Jays tomorrow. Typical Yank. Let you down right afterwards.
You think
so?
That's
what they do, Joe. Yeah. And how about Detroit? You know, they played a doubleheader against the Mets on Thursday, Joe. Mm-hmm. Earlier today, I should say. Win the first leg in extra innings. They're up in the ninth in the second game and actually gave up a couple runs to the Mets and lost. Then they got to turn around and play their home opener at 1 o'clock tomorrow against the A's. So they have a miserable team in. Is that a rare spot to play Oakland at plus 194?
Ugh. I mean, Oakland sucks.
They're really bad, I know. But
I like the over better. 7.5 plus 102 to the
over?
Yeah,
but Scoobles going.
Johnny Scoobles?
He's good. That's the one equalizer there. Scoobles been good. That's the one thing I'll say. Man, Brunson with a big three at the gun, Joe, in the first half. 60-52 at halftime. Brunson just stuck it right on him. What a half for Brunson. What a second quarter, I should say. He's got 18 now, Joe. Look out.
All right,
I just need him to get to 25.
I'm looking at other games here.
I need Fox and Brunson for 25.
I need this Van Fleet. Come on, Freddie.
Jeez. Oh,
Fred Van Fleet. He's got four. He needs 14 more. Old man Van Fleet.
Why did you go with him?
I don't know. I just had a hunch. I felt it in the belly.
You and these hunches.
Sometimes you got to go with a gut. Gut and feel.
And by the way, you know how I said I probably need Otani to pay me off again tomorrow to make it whole?
Yeah.
You got a good spot for it. They're in Chicago against the Cubs in the afternoon, and Hendricks is pitching for the Cubs. A soft.
So then pull the trigger.
So.
Do it and double up.
Believe me, I'm playing him again tomorrow. Number's not going to be great, but I don't care.
You don't care. Well, I care. No. You just hit the first round of the golf. You're on
Bhatia.
Easy Street right now.
Akshay coming through.
Nobody's higher than you right now.
Well, the problem also, you got to understand something with that, Joe. I can't even spend that yet.
Why?
Because they haven't finished the first round yet. I think they have.
That's gutless.
Now, he's going to be the first round leader. There's nobody close to him. But they're not going to pay you out until they actually finish. Actually, there's only a couple groups left out there right now. They're an hour back, so it's 7:35 in San Antonio. I bet they don't finish, Joe, these last couple groups. They're probably going to have to finish it in the morning. Yeah, they got guys still on 16 with two holes to go. It's not going to be light enough. So that means, Joe, I'm not going to get that till the morning.
That's not good, Carver.
That Bhatia payday.
You never know. Maybe all of a sudden they'll do it. Maybe
no, they don't
pay
do
you
that.
Out.
They don't do that till it's official.
Not good. That's the golf. That's. The
I mean,
golf.
Like I said, I wasn't using it anyway. It's all for Masters. It all goes right back into Augusta.
Rose, it's like an IRA for you.
Yeah, that's
rolling.
That's perfect.
Rolling.
That's it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159 here with you. They're at the half, Joe. 60-52. Kings lead the Knicks. Kings minus 3.5, 220.5 is the total. In that one, you have the Mavs now up 65-57 on the Hawks, and they're laying 12.5. What did Luka get up to there?
I don't know.
He was sitting at 3. Now this is exactly what I said to you. You know, sometimes this is another one. This is like the third time this week. Guy had 3 points. His number was 26.5. I said, let's go. Let's get in. Now he's got 16.
So then there you go. Pull the trigger.
And the number's 32.5. I'm not waiting on you
you're
anymore.
You're just telling me you're not waiting on me.
I'm just going, I thought we were going in together. Right. But I guess not. Family play. I thought it was going to be a family play.
We did the same game parlay. That's the family play. I try to get you in on the 76ers plus 4.5. They're up 8.
Yeah, well, a lot of game left there.
There you go.
Might take the other side now. The Heat plus 5.5.
I like something. You don't trust me. You don't trust me.
Seton Hall up 58-55 on Indiana State at the NIT Championship. They've got about 11 minutes to go in that game. Total still ticking at 162.5 for that one. Seton Hall minus 1.5 is where that is. In terms of live action, Joe. Other than that, the hockey. 3-1 Bruins lead Carolina. 3-0 Penguins lead the Caps. 5-0 Panthers lead Ottawa. 5-2 the Lightning lead Montreal. A lot of goals tonight, Joe.
Unbelievable.
2-2 Isles and Columbus. 2-1 Avalanche Wild in the first. 1-1 Blues Preds in the first. 2-1 Jets Flames in the first. I mean,
it's a hockey bonanza.
A lot of goals here.
I tell you what, you know who we should bet in the second half? What a shot by Terry Rozier to end the half. Nothing but net. Oh, this guy Rozier. I'm telling you, he's going to be an X factor in the playoffs. This kid's going to step up. Terry Rozier.
That's your guy.
That's my guy. Him and Jimmy B. You know why? I like guys that lay it on the line. I think they get smashed tonight by Joel Embiid. I got a great number. But I'm willing to back in this Van Fleet. Is he out there? Still stuck on 4 points, this guy. Stuck in the mud.
Yeah, you definitely didn't. You didn't ask me about that one. I would have told you to go nowhere near.
See, sometimes,
him.
Carver, you just got to shoot. You know, shoot or shoot. Isn't that what they say? I'm not looking. You know what? I'm not looking for you know, bouquets. I'm just looking for wins, baby. Just grind out wins. You love me? That's great. You hate me? Hey, my life is still moving forward. I'm still shooting. Just remember that. Shoot is shoot, Carver.
I wanted to bring this up with you, too. And without, obviously, this we don't need to get down into the rabbit hole that we got into yesterday, obviously. But I wanted to get your thoughts on, did you see them, the Texans whacked off the last 3 years of that deal for Diggs down there?
Yeah.
That was kind of bizarre to me.
Well, what do you mean? Why was it
bizarre? I don't know. I just, because, I mean, the guy had, what was that about? He had like 3 years and he had like $90 million coming his way. Why did he do that?
Well, maybe, you know, this is all about money, like you said, and it's all about the Texans positioning themselves for the future. And I have to admit, I thought they did a great job last year in the draft, and I thought they did a great job in terms of the free agents that they brought on. And maybe they just think it's too much of a risk in regards to that. Why? You don't think that's possible?
He had a 4-year, $104 million contract extension that was kicking in this year.
Okay.
So they wipe off They agreed to wipe out the final 3 years of his contract, so that allows him to be a free agent after this season. The right. Texans also took the $3.5 million guaranteed to him next year and moved it up into this season, giving him a raise and assuring him of $22.5 million in 2024.
Right. Okay.
So is this what – I don't know. It just seemed like he had a lot of money coming. So I guess maybe Joe, in those other 3 years, the guarantees weren't as big.
It's possible, I would think. Or they want to see how he performs, like in the sense of, okay, we kick it in for 1 year, and if it doesn't work out in the locker room or it doesn't work out in regards to the offense, and maybe the new landscape doesn't really, you know, make a difference for Stephon, and he's just
he might want out of there too.
Well, he's going to want out of there too, right? Same thing.
You know, it's you never know with him.
Right. Well, that's why they did it, I bet. It's a good move for both parties. He's not locked into something where he's miserable. He could work with a new offense. He has one of the best up-and-coming quarterbacks in the NFL and the AFC. And he's going to eat. How many targets you think he's going to get this year, if healthy? He's going to get a lot more than he had in Buffalo towards the end of the regular season.
Well, wait. Towards the end of the regular season, yeah, they went away from him quite a bit.
Right.
But he was, like, one of the two or three most targeted players in football the last 4 years. So.
Yeah, but, we're not talking about the first 3 years. We're talking, what have you done for me lately? And he didn't score a touchdown over the last seven games of the regular season, right?
Does that mean that the targets, you know, weren't there?
Well, I don't believe they targeted him as much, and he wasn't as much a part of the game plan because they started running the football in the second half of the season.
So,
when they were going on that run, it was Josh Allen doing a lot of the legwork with his legs, wasn't it? I mean, not to say that Stephon Diggs didn't catch passes, but he was not the number one option in regards to we got to feed him first like he was in the first half of the season.
So from the point where they got rid of Dorsey, which I believe was after the Monday night loss to Denver, Joe, if I remember correctly. So before that game, he had, this is just targets, Joe. I'm not doing catches.
Okay.
Targets. 13, 7, 12, 7, 11, 16, 12, 12, 7, and 5. That was before Brady.
All right.
After 8, 11, 11, 5, 8, 7, 8, and then in the playoffs, 9 against Pittsburgh, 8 against Kansas City.
I think it's significantly lower, isn't it? Or maybe
well,
I'm wrong.
Look, I mean, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You had 6 double-digit target games when Dorsey was still the OC. You only had 2 from when Brady was after. And just to give you a small comparison, Joe, in 2022, the year before, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You only had 8 double-digit target games. So
that was half the season, basically, no?
Yeah, but that's he actually had 4 in 2023. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, same amount, 8 double-digit target games.
Okay.
So look, I mean, it's tomato right now.
In the second half of the season with Cook, I mean, you know, when they beat Dallas, James Cook had 175 yards.
Right.
When they beat the Dolphins,
they didn't throw the ball at all that day.
Through the air, but he wasn't really a main.
He did
target.
Nothing in that game. He did nothing in that game.
It was Shakir, Dawson Knox, and Kincaid.
That's all fine. I'm just saying, when you say he's going to get a lot of targets, let's remember something. You have Collins, Tank Dell. You're going to have, Schultz in the mix there, too. You got a lot of guys there already that have been there and have a rapport with him already.
Yes, but all right, let me take it a step further. He might get more quality targets.
Okay.
In Buffalo, I'll argue that I think what he had last year, right, with Gabe Davis and Knox and Kincaid, they were good, but I don't think you could compare it to the guys that over in Houston, can you? I think Tank Dell is much younger and better than Shakir and Gabe Davis was, and Nico Collins came out of nowhere to be one of the most productive wide receivers in the AFC. And Schultz is there. And now you got Mixon.
They're going to have a good offense. I'm just saying there's guys that are there that have kind of already built a rapport with Stroud.
That's true.
So he's got to gonna have
he's
to work
into his
that.
Way in.
Either way, I just thought it was a little strange.
You think that's D'Amico?
What do you mean?
Like D'Amico knowing that he's got young kids.
What,
up and coming.
Wiping off the rest of the deal for three, yeah. The rest of the three. I think that there's a lot of let's see how this goes to it, and I think there's also maybe something for him. Maybe he's thinking, Joe, if there's not a lot of guaranteed money in those 3 years, and I have a monster year here, I can get another huge deal. So, even if it's in Texas with the Texans or somewhere else. So, I understand. It was just kind of strange. That was all. I'm sure it'll work out well for everybody.
What do you think his total is going to be, prop-wise? 985? 950?
I mean, with how much the odds moved for them for the AFC and the Super Bowl, you'd think it's going to be like 1,300. I mean, they're obviously expecting huge numbers from him. Here we go, Joe. You ready?
Yep.
They put the specials up for him.
Okay.
6 touchdowns minus 240. 1,000 yards minus 110. So you're right on the number, Joe. 1,000 yards is basically
now,
what his number is going to be.
C.J. Stroud threw for 4,108, 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. So
now here's the number.
Let's say he throws 4,500.
Yeah.
Just, right? Go ahead.
And he's going to have to get a quarter of it.
Right.
Now you can go up. If for him to get 1,250 is plus 320.
Oof.
For him to get 1,400 is plus 800, 8-1.
Oh, God. 1,400. I don't know if I would go that high.
Which he did. How many times did he do that with the Bills? Twice.
It's worth
that,
a shot.
Did twice in
can
Buffalo.
You parlay that or no?
I don't. The parlay with what?
Well, like another special.
Well, you got, like, the Kirk Cousins special here? No, you can't.
Yeah.
You could probably put it with some other sport, but you can't put it with anything else NFL-wise.
Might take a shot.
Take a shot on what, 14?
I might take a shot if they throw 40. If they throw a 40 touchdown number on C.J. Stroud, I might take that.
Well, once they put all the full season player props out. Well, they have those, like, the team specials. Yeah, they haven't put that up yet. Once we get a little closer, Joe, they'll start to put more stuff like that up for you. That's for sure.
Juicy, Carver. Juicy.
Yeah, juicy. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159 here with you. Joe, so the Knicks just hit a couple of threes by DiVincenzo. And they're now down 6, 68-62.
Here they come.
Here they come. Here come the Knicks. That's for sure. Brunson now with 20. Fox with 19. I need both those guys to get to 25 for that FanDuel boost tonight. Elsewhere, Joe, the Heat are down 6 to the Sixers now. About 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Warriors are up 10 in Houston. And the Mavs are up 9 on the Hawks at home, 71-62. The NIT is coming down to the wire.
Is it?
Oh, it is. It's 5 minutes to go, Joe. 1-point game, 70-69. Seton Hall leads Indiana State. So a pretty good one down there at the Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indiana. So. Fun game that they've got going on. That was a very big total, too, which they're probably going to get through here in the last 5 minutes unless things tighten up defensively. I'll tell you who did let us down today, Joe, in the golf. I was just checking over the final numbers for today in the first round. Bo Hostler, God, plus two today. What an awful day for him. He's tied for 106th.
So, is he?
Thanks for nothing. And then the other one was our boy Alejandro Toasty. Plus three. He's tied for 121st. Ugh. That's a bad scene for him. Bad scene. But we got Batia for the first round later. That's what really matters.
You hit it, kid.
Marvin Lisi, we got another hour to go. We're back after this.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.